Extended primordial black hole mass functions with a spike, by Juan Magana et al. We introduce a modification of the Press-Schechter formalism aimed to derive general mass functions for primordial black holes, PBHs. In this case, we start from primordial power spectra, PPS, which include a monochromatic spike, typical of ultra-slow roll inflation models. We consider the PBH formation as being associated to the amplitude of the spike on top of the linear energy density fluctuations, coming from a PPS with a blue index. By modeling the spike with a log normal function, we study the properties of the resulting mass function spikes, and compare these to the underlying extended mass distributions. When the spike is at PBH masses which are much lower than the exponential cutoff of the extended distribution, very little mass density is held by the PBHs within the spike, and there is little statistical connection between the power spectrum and the resulting mass function. Instead, the connection is strong when the spike mass is similar to, or larger than the cutoff mass, and it can hold a similar mass density as the extended part. Such particular mass functions also contain large numbers of small PBHs, especially if stable PBH relics are considered. The constraints on the fraction of dark matter in PBHs for monochromatic mass functions are somewhat relaxed when there is an additional underlying extended distribution of masses. This was Extended Primordial Black Hole Mass Functions with a Spike, by Juan Magana et al.